CAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. On deadline day, possible movement to the nuclear talks with Iran as Russia's foreign minister heads to Switzerland to pull up a chair. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live at our European Bureau.
Lisa, Russia's Sergei Lavrov saying he's returning to the talks because the prospects of a deal are good. Russia and the US are two of six world powers negotiating with Iran. The target for diplomats is to have the outline of a deal agreed today, then a full accord settled by the end of June. But the word from the talks is that while progress has been made, a framework may not be possible today after all. Instead, diplomats will agree to keep talking, with the June deadline for a comprehensive deal remaining in place. Lisa.
Simon, thanks. Reports of shots fired at a Northern Virginia hospital where a manhunt is underway for an escaped prisoner. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in D.C.
Lisa, a patient inside Inova Fairfax Hospital tells me an alarm sounded a few hours ago, followed by an announcement that no one is allowed to leave the hospital. Roads in and out are shut down and a helicopter is circling the area as police search for the prisoner who broke free from a private security guard. The prisoner is identified as Wosen Asay. He's believed to be armed and dangerous and wearing only a hospital gown. Some people who live in the area say they received automated calls from police telling them to stay inside while the search is underway. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. More pressure on states already having trouble getting lethal injection drugs. The American Pharmacists Association adopting a policy against providing them, saying those drugs run contrary to a pharmacist's role as healthcare provider.
The group has no legal authority to bar compounding pharmacies from selling the drugs, but its policies set the ethical standards followed by pharmacists, just as the American Medical Association does for doctors.
Fox Radio's Lisa Lacera. France announcing a review of psychological screening procedures for airlines because of the French Alps crash. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What do half the Fortune 500 companies all have in common? They choose Regus to quickly and easily take the hassle out of finding office space. Regus provides offices, technology, and support staff for companies large and small, so they get up and running fast. Customized solutions from short-term to long-term, all on your terms. And with Regus managing the details, you're free to do your best work. So when you're ready to take your business to the next level, Regus is there. Regus, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
Sonny's is Aggieland's traditional barbershop with a tradition of giving ordinary men an extraordinary appearance, whether theirs is a traditional haircut or a not-so-traditional one. No one knows hair like the pros at Sonny's. That includes facial hair. If you're tired of looking ordinary and unremarkable, join the ordinary men who discovered the difference an extraordinary appearance makes. Just go to Sonny's. Join the Sonny's tradition. Enjoy the adventure of where an extraordinary appearance takes you. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria, across from McDonald's.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 11th annual tribute luncheon, Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station.
The luncheon will honor longtime supporters of our community and our good friends, Cherry and J.J. Ruffino. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, call 589-4305.
Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with us and help raise funds for the foundation.
And to celebrate Cherry and J.J. Ruffino, Tuesday, April 14th at the Hilton College Station.
WTAW News Time is 6:05 at 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees are holding a special meeting tomorrow morning in Brenham.
The focus of last week's regular meeting, proposed state legislation limiting the spending of revenue to the campus where tuition, fees, and state funding is generated, will be dealt with again. Another item addressed last week, next year's tuition and fee schedules, also on tomorrow's agenda. The tuition gap will widen between Blinn students who are not from Washington County compared to in-district students. Interim District President Anna Guzman says the in-district rate applies to about 2,200 students on the Bryan campus and around 700 in Brenham.
18% of the students that go to Bryan are within district. On the other hand, in Brenham, only 31%.
Tuition for Blinn students from outside Washington County, which is already twice the in-district rate, will go up another $10 an hour versus $3 for in-district. That's because Washington County property owners pay a tax rate of about 6 cents. That's 10 cents below the state average and the lowest rate among the state's 50 community college districts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has heard again from Northside residents who earlier this year got approval for replacing the pool at Sadie Thomas Park and more parking at Scurry Park. Their latest request is to turn Martin Luther King Jr. Street into concrete with curbs, gutters, and lighting similar to the downtown area. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck told the council that amounts to a capital improvements project that could approach $50 million.
And we've got a lot of infrastructure needs in the city. We have a finite amount of money to work within. And, you know, we try to work within that small amount of money that we have to make all the major improvements, not only repairing what we have, but also extending our services out into other areas.
The council agreed to direct staff to get costs for a variety of options and to repave MLK with asphalt as recommended in this year's summer street maintenance program. For the third time in the last 6 months, College Station police responded to a woman's call of trouble caused by an ex-boyfriend. 32-year-old Tamarcus Jackson of Bryan is accused of breaking down the locked front door of the woman's home on Saturday night, forcing his way into the bathroom where the woman and her girlfriend were hiding, striking them multiple times, then assaulting a policeman after Jackson was tased. According to police, the same officer went to the woman's home last month where Jackson was given a criminal trespassing warning. And last October, the woman said she was at work when Jackson struck her, then threatened to kill her. 2 weeks from today is the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley's annual tribute luncheon.
Each year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley honors longtime supporters and volunteers who have contributed to the community at an annual luncheon.
We hold this annual tribute luncheon as a means to celebrate community philanthropy and to recognize community heroes and volunteers who are involved in our community and giving back and sharing their time, talents, and resources.
President Patricia Gerling says this year's honorees are realtors Cherry and J.J. Ruffino.
They have longtime roots and are committed to furthering the quality of life here in our community.
Gerling says individual tickets and sponsorship opportunities for the tribute luncheon are available. Contact her at president@cfbv.org to purchase tickets. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:09. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can head to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care, focused on you.
Well, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Considerable cloudiness for today. A little bit of a breeze developing. There could be an isolated shower this afternoon. Temperatures close to 80. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy into tonight with lows near 65. Clouds and breezy tomorrow, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm by late in the day, 80. Any storms that do develop diminish tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, maybe an isolated shower Thursday, a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie baseball gearing up to take on Sam this evening. The NFL handing out penalties to the Cleveland Browns and Atlanta Falcons. One of them for cheating on the sideline with text messages. And Connecticut's governor saying that the Final Four shouldn't be in Indianapolis. Would politics meet sports? Oh, all God. Coming. Yeah, I know. Coming up at sports, we'll do it for you about 6:50.
The governor of where? Connecticut?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, let's move it to Hartford, see how that does for you. By the way, and we'll have it in our political segment, Florida's already got a law like that.
There's a bunch of them that do.
Bill Clinton signed a law on the federal level on that years ago.
It's, you know what it stems from? I heard Limbaugh talking about it.
Yeah.
It was so they could use peyote in the Indian tribes as part of their religion. And they were getting arrested for it. And they're going, hey, this is supposed to be legal. This is part of our religious ritual.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Really didn't want to get mixed up in it. And I know we'll talk more about it later, but... I only heard what was being shouted either on Facebook or the headlines of most news stations. It wasn't until Limbaugh mentioned it that I realized, oh, there's more history behind this than, they hate homosexuals.
Yeah, no, it's not, no, just it's whatever you want to glean from it. Take that little sliver and run with that. Yeah. And sure enough, since we got social media, we can get outraged about dang near anything.
And in a hurry, too.
Yeah. In Sweden, a man wearing a ski mask used a gub to hold up a store. Then he ran out and got on a bus.
Oh.
Now, police investigated, tracked down said bus, pulled it over, grabbed the only passenger on board.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Took him in for questioning. Well, the guy claimed he had nothing. He didn't know anything about the crime. And he was upset because when they took him, they didn't let him grab his backpack. So his backpack was still on the bus.
It had all the money in it?
All right. Fine. Okay. Police showed him his backpack that the driver had, in fact, turned in. So it sounds like this went over a period of time. And they asked the suspect if it was his backpack. He said, yep, that's it. Boy, I'm glad you got it back. So that they could open it up and find the gubbins ski mask. I'm not sure. I don't know. He wasn't paying attention, I guess.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Maybe he's ADD and he forgot that he put the ski mask and gub inside the backpack that was his.
Could.
That he was carrying on the bus. Did I mention he was the only passenger on there?
Yeah.
Might have been your first clue to hop off that bus and maybe do something else.
Guy's one meatball short of an IKEA.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you. Okay. Great time today.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Good morning, 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll give you the one-day warning. Tomorrow's April Fool Day, so if it's Fool's Day, so if somebody, you know, does something goofy, says something to you you don't think is right, just remember, we're just trying to help you out. It's day 90 today. We got 275 of them to go. It's Bunsen burner day.
So much fun.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
I remember when we got new chemistry tables that had the gas jets right there. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it used to be like we had to walk over to the corner and use that one, but everybody got their own little Bunsen burner. Which, you know, they knew. I mean, they put the gas jets up there, and I'm going to say that maybe we used Bunsen burners like five times in the entire chemistry class. Spending all our time learning that damn periodic table.
Playing with that striker to get them started.
Yeah, well, that too, yes. It's Cesar Chavez Day. Yeah, fine, that's fine.
They got a street named after him in Austin.
In a lot of places. Well, a lot of places.
It used to be First Street.
Yeah. It's National Tater Day.
I was thinking I might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Okay. And in a day that I believe probably was... instigated by a medievalist, okay? It's International Hug a Medievalist, Medievalist Day.
I would think you probably ask first on that one. They're generally armed.
Why? Most of, yeah, okay. I'm just thinking they needed a hug, so they decided to call it a day, so they had to get one day. I don't know. All right, you got birthdays.
Kate Micucci is 35.
Who? What? Is that a made-up name?
No, she's the brunette from the band Garfunkel and Oates. They do comedy stuff on TV.
Oh, yeah, Micucci. Micucci.
Is it Micucci? I thought it was Micucci.
Well, that's what threw me.
Yeah. No.
I actually watched two episodes over the weekend, and her nickname is The Cooch. Micucci.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Ewan McGregor is 44. Angus Young from AC/DC, he's the guitar player, 60. Al Gore.
Yeah, hey, Al.
Guy that invented the internet is 67.
Right. Yeah.
Rhea Perlman is also 67. Gabe Kaplan, who is brilliant, won over $1 million playing poker, is 70.
Mm-hmm.
The king of cowbell, Christopher Walken, is 72.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Chamberlain is 81.
Wow, that's Dr. Kildare, if you're old enough.
And the Thornbirds.
Yeah, yeah, he did Thornbirds and Shogun or Shownuff. I'm not sure what that was. Okay.
Yeah. Shirley Jones is 81.
Oh, she's been here.
Hockey legend Gordie Howe is 87.
I don't think he has. I don't think. He may have been driving through once when he was with the Arrows, but I don't know.
And William Daniels is 88. He played Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World, and he was the voice of Kit.
Yeah.
In Knight Rider.
That thing. Herb Albert.
And the Tijuana Brass.
He'd be the A of A&M Records. Yeah, he's 80. Barney Frank, who's got a new book out, I think, 75. Michael Savage, you may hear him on the radio some places. He's 73 years old today. And, I thought there was one. Nope, that's it. Okay, yeah, that's all. All right, there we go. It's 6:18. And Harrison Ford out of the hospital.
Oh, that's good.
Well, yeah, but he's going to have to learn to walk again.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he broke his pelvis.
Duh.
Yeah, and so apparently it's going to be a while. I don't know if he finished up all of his... all of his work on that Star Wars movie, I guess. Well,
that's all from that plane crash?
Yes.
Yeah, that's from the plane crash. Yeah, so apparently he's a little bit worse than we thought. But and plus the fact he's 72, which probably makes being on the mend a little bit tougher as well. But anyway, he's at least out of the hospital. All right, 6:19.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hannity, are you saying that the president is insane? I'm saying that the president's foreign policy is incomprehensible and insane, yes.
Well, you know, I could have sworn we did that one yesterday. Well, I know we did, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to see if I can find one that might be intended for today.
We'll when see. You think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, potluck, let's try this one. There's no guarantee that it's going to be new or different, but at least we'll give it a try.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Hillary Clinton's email and server troubles continue. It's now been revealed that emails the Clinton and her staff determined were personal, well, they were all wiped clean from her infamous personal server. Now, according to Trey Gowdy, the head of the House Select Committee on Benghazi, quote, it appears she made the decision after October 28th, 2014, when the Department of State for the first time asked Secretary Clinton to return her public record to the department. Now, RNC Chairman Reince Priebus, he went so far as to call Clinton's behavior criminal in nature. Now, that may very well be the case, considering that the deletion of these materials was done unilaterally and without any outside determination as to what should be open to the public, especially while under investigation by Congress. If there's nothing to hide, why would you wipe your server completely clean?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL. You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. In a highly anticipated announcement, the U.S. is expected to offer a 28% emissions cut as its contribution to a major global climate treaty nearing the final stages of negotiation. The U.S. plans to announce its commitment today, the informal deadline for nations to submit their contributions to the U.N. Although the number's nothing new, many countries that have yet to announce how deeply they'll cut their greenhouse gas emissions are awaiting the U.S. announcement. Investors are focusing on oil in anticipation of the outcome of the Iranian nuclear talks right now. Crude oil down $1.15 to $47.53 a barrel. Many observers fear that if the sanctions are lifted, Iran, which holds around 10% of the world's oil reserves and almost a fifth of global gas reserves, would ramp up production and exports and add to the global glut of oil. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open after stocks rallied yesterday. The Dow Industrials jumped 263 points, or 1.5%. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges, and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000-square-foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show floor model clearance sale going on right now. You'll find up to 40% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to show. And you can receive 10% off on special orders placed prior to the show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor to make room for all the new furniture coming. So head over now and save. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I don't think there's a Guinness Book of World Records for the world's oldest cougar, but this just might be it. Now, if you're not familiar, cougar is the slang term for an older lady that would like to date a younger man. Well, 106-year-old Marjorie Hemed of Australia just married a man 33 years her younger. Now, that's a cougar. And believe it or not, it's the first marriage for both of them. Now, I have to stop for just a second and admit to you, the whole reason I'm reading this is because of the quote at the end. It's a sweet story otherwise, but it just is the cherry on top. Marjorie and her 73-year-old Gavin Crawford met 3 years ago at the nursing home. And according to Marjorie, quote, "We just sort of melted into each other. We get along like old friends. The age gap doesn't matter," end quote. Upon being asked why she never bothered getting married in the past, she said, quote, "I quite like living in sin. A cougar indeed." And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Gun Corps is offering a bunch of new stuff because they've got new space. They've got new stuff for ladies, like a Tiffany Blue 38 or maybe a purple engraved 380. Now, ladies, if you don't know what that is, they'll teach you and also teach you how to clean it and shoot it. And guys, wouldn't that make an interesting Mother's Day present? To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. It's like Marine Corps, like the owners. Both owners are retired veterans. Or go see them in person on Texas Avenue and College Station across from the Kettle Restaurant in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business. 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 626. Okay, if you're drinking coffee this morning, you can pat yourself on the back and feel good. So there's new research from the World Cancer Fund. They've confirmed that obesity and regular alcohol intake can lead to liver cancer, but also shows that drinking coffee regularly is linked to a decreased risk in liver cancer.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah. So how is coffee helping your liver? According to the study, which was based on actually 34 studies around the world.
Really? Sorry.
That's okay. Involving 8 million adults, okay? 24,000 of them had liver cancer. Now, the compounds in coffee have been shown to induce the body's defense system, activating, for example, the enzyme which mitigates the effects of toxins, including aflatoxin, which is a potent carcinogen that's found in a lot of the food that we eat. In addition, coffee has been shown to reduce the expression of genes that are involved in the inflammation and the effects that appear to be more pronounced in the liver. In other words, drink coffee. It's good for you. Don't go too far. Don't want to get jittery or anything. But again, moderation in all things is good. Let's do weather because it's all right out there. The weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 82 for a high temperature today. And then about 64 tonight, mostly cloudy skies today. And tomorrow we got a 50-50 chance of shower. Still be up around 80, though. 30% chance of rain on Wednesday night and a 20% chance of rain on Thursday. Now, we do have a slight chance, 20-30% chance of rain as we head into the weekend, but the temperatures will remain the same. We'll be in the lower 80s for our high temperature, and in the evenings we'll be down probably in the middle 60s or so. So there you are. And again, we don't have quite the breezes we had yesterday yet, anyhow. Let's look at the winds today. They're telling us about 5 to 10 out of the south, so not quite as breezy as yesterday. Anyhow, right now winds are south at 7, 90% relative humidity. Mostly cloudy skies out there, looking at 65 degrees.
Have you ever had an idea for a business or a product, but you just weren't sure what to do next?
I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
So you have a business or product idea, but you don't know quite how to make it happen. Well, consider this.
It's probably so much closer within your grasp than you think. The problem is it's your own success that'll actually block you from seeing that potential.
Jeremy Gucci, author of the book Better and Faster and founder of TrendHunter.com.
10,000 years of evolution has pre-wired our brain with a series of traps. And if you think about it, we've been evolving as farmers. And once we find our field of opportunity, we're actually pre-wired to repeat and optimize whatever led to last year's harvest.
In other words, we tend to stick with what's worked in the past.
A couple quick examples. Blockbuster Video was a star at retail. They had three chances to buy Netflix for $50 million, but they didn't. Kodak invented the digital camera in 1975. By the early 90s, they made a website where you could upload pictures of your face to share with your friends, 10 years before Facebook.
But in fact, it's easier today than ever before to take your idea and test it without much investment.
You could outsource the drawing of your new concept for a kitchen utensil or whatever it might be for $5 on a site like Fiverr. You can then post it on a Kickstarter-like site, and you can start seeing if people want to buy it before you've even made it. There are fewer and fewer excuses to trying and testing your idea.
You can link to Jeremy's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MaraEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This summer's annual list of street work in Bryan was discussed at length during the last city council meeting. While there was a unanimous vote that includes repaving Martin Luther King with asphalt, a handful of neighborhood residents and three councilmen want a concrete surface. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says concrete is used for replacing neighborhood streets when there are no underground utility lines. And Councilman Art Hughes says there are other priorities.
We've been living with South College overlay for 8 years or more. And we're interested in getting our infrastructure built up from the bottom up. And if it's going to impact another street to make this change, well, then I'm not in favor of it.
Barfneck says to pave MLK with concrete and add curbs, gutters, replace utility lines, and give it a look like downtown, as requested by neighborhood residents, the cost could approach $50 million. Next year's tuition and fee rates at Blinn College, unanimously approved by the Board of Trustees last week, may be changing this week.
Blinn trustees are holding a special meeting in Brenham tomorrow morning. The agenda has no details about why tuition and fee rates will be reconsidered. The day after they were approved, Interim District President Anna Guzman told state lawmakers to consider imposing a statewide property tax to operate two-year colleges.
The way that we are funding community colleges may be becoming ancient. I know that you have tried to establish a tax throughout the state of Texas, like for public schools. But I think in the next 5 or 10 years, we're going to have to revisit that again, because doing it county by county by county is just, it's hard. It's painful.
Washington County residents attending Blinn, regardless of location, pay half the tuition rate because of a property tax assessment of almost 6 cents. That happens to be the lowest tax rate among the state's 50 community college districts and 10 cents under the state average. Blinn's Bryan campus has nearly 2,000 students who pay in-district tuition. compared to 700 who attend classes in Brenham. Last week, trustees approved a tuition increase to $3 a credit hour for in-district students and $10 for everyone else. The agenda for the special meeting also brings back the trustees' position on proposed legislation to limit where revenue is spent from tuition fees and state funding to the campus where it's generated. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department reports no one was hurt from a house fire yesterday morning on Reese Avenue, which is north and west of the intersection of College and Carson. Firefighters also say they rescued two puppies. Photos are on the fire department's Facebook page. College Station Police is asking for your assistance in finding two women wanted in separate crimes. Arrest warrants have been issued for 30-year-old Erica Velez of Brenham, who is accused of striking a Macy's employee during a shoplifting last week, and 44-year-old Wendy Babineau of Bryan, a former Walmart manager, accused of taking store receipts customers left behind to make fraudulent returns. Photos of both women are online at WTAW.com. A College Station policeman wants to more than double the bond keeping a Bryan man in jail. The officer, who responded to a woman's home Saturday night and saw 32-year-old Tamarcus Jackson hitting his ex-girlfriend, wrote a letter to local judges that last October, Jackson also struck the woman and threatened to kill her while she was at work. And last month, the officer caught him outside her home, and he was issued a criminal trespass warning. In the latest incident, Jackson is accused of breaking down the front door of the woman's apartment and forced his way into the bathroom where the victim and her girlfriend were hiding. According to the arrest report, the officer shot his taser to get Jackson to stop hitting his ex. Then Jackson ran towards the policeman. Outside the front door, Jackson tackled the officer into some bushes, then he ran off. He was caught a short time later outside a nearby apartment complex. College Station police are investigating an aggravated assault involving two brothers. This took place Sunday night at the home of one of the brothers. One was taken by a family member to the hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. The other was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators were told a knife was involved in the altercation and that alcohol was also involved. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will recognize two local realtors this year at this year's tribute luncheon.
President of the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley, Patricia Gerling, says JJ and Cherry Rufino are this year's honorees.
They have just spread their talents and their time by help furthering nonprofit organizations and even their faith community here in Bryan College Station. So it's a chance for us to lift them up, thank them, kind of do an honorific tribute to them to celebrate the impact that they have had and continue to have here in the Bryan College Station community.
Gerling says the annual luncheon honors supporters who have contributed their time, talents, and resources to the community. The luncheon is Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. Contact Gerling at president@cfbv.org for sponsorship information or to purchase tickets. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:37. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Brenham National Bank wants all our Apple and Android users to know we have apps that you can download. They give quick access to internet banking, Snap Deposit, and People Pay. Download an app and see how easy it is to bank with BNB wherever you go. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Good morning, 6:38. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
The area is covered in low cloudiness this morning. It looks to hang across the area throughout the day. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be up close to 80 this afternoon. There could be an isolated shower by late today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 65. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs will be around 80. Any showers or storms end tomorrow evening. Raining mostly cloudy, breezy 65. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I coached him way back when, you know, 7 or 8 decades ago, and obviously he's one of the best baseball minds in the country.
That's Coach Childress about Matt Diggs, who he has worked and coached with, and he is the head coach of the Sam Houston Bearcats, so it should be an interesting matchup this evening. The Aggies take the field at 6:35. We'll have more on A&M baseball, the NFL handing out penalties to the Cleveland Browns for texting, and for the Atlanta Falcons for turning up the music and sound effects too loud during the games. And when politics meets sports, unfortunately, Connecticut's governor and UConn's athletic director are saying, yeah, we don't want to go to the Final Four if it's in Indianapolis.
Okay, fine. Fine.
We don't think anybody else should either.
Yeah, well, fine. We'll get somebody else.
We'll have more on that, unfortunately, with the women's basketball team, not so much.
Yeah. Well, but again, we were talking about it a little while ago. Several presidential contenders have now weighed in on this, and they've come to Mike Pence's defense on this thing for signing the bill. You know, we had this story yesterday, the big dust-up, and they were talking about it on Sunday and damage control and all that. But Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio all say that the law protects the rights of those seeking to freely exercise their religious beliefs. And you can repeat what you said a little while ago, too, about the genesis of this thing, Kevin.
Well, it started out as an Indian bill, really, because the Native Americans use peyote in their religious ceremonies. And they were getting arrested for having peyote because it's an illegal drug. And they're going, whoa, this is religious freedom you're infringing on here.
Yeah, and Rush, again, spoke to this. And what you're talking about, Florida's already got a law like this. Bill Clinton signed a law like this at the federal level.
I believe Texas does as well. And the best example I've heard is a shield. It's not a sword.
Yeah. Well, that's very good.
Yeah. Huh.
Simply allowing people of faith the space to be able to express their beliefs and not have to worry about that being restricted in any way, shape, or form. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, Indiana lawmakers said Monday that they're working on adding language to the state's controversial new religious freedom law that would make it clear that the measure does not discriminate. Effort is the latest attempt to quell a firestorm that has led to, as Kevin mentioned, two governors to ban publicly funded travel to the Hoosier State and threatens to overshadow this weekend's NCAA Final Four, which again, just stupid. I know, but they have the same number of votes. Looking into it, and again, the problem might well be that, again, Rush doesn't reach the people who need to be hearing this because they don't listen to him. But if they would take the time to go back and look at where all this came from, it would seem to make sense.
Just some of the talk on the evening shows yesterday, though, the folks on the other side aren't listening anyway.
That's what I mean. I mean, you can roll the facts out there, but if this is something that, today's hyperbole, is that what we should just call it?
Hyperbole, I think,
yeah,
so.
Let's just do today's
hyperbole.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. Hey,
that makes it sound like a sporting
event. I was going to say, we don't have enough bowl games. We could have the new hyperbole. Politico could could sponsor the Hyper Bowl, and you could have it.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, that might work.
The Hyperbole Hyper Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good thing. All right, so I guess you heard about the Australian government official who made the mistake that would be your basic nightmare, the autofill mistake, causing an email to go to the wrong person. The mistaken email exposed the personal details of 31 world leaders.
Ooh, yeah. No, I hadn't seen this one.
Yeah, including Barack Hussein Obama, who's the president of the United States of America. The accidental email went to organizers of the Asian Cup soccer tournament, had the details of the top leaders that had attended the G20 global policy meeting. I think Australia had just passed a law about this whole email kerfuffle. So, yeah, make sure you got the right button there before you push it.
Yeah.
See how that works out for you.
You don't think they could come up with an email client that put, like, pre-screen names in green, everything else in red, and just say, are you sure you want to include
that.
This person?
Sure, could do that. That sounds like that'd be pretty straightforward and very, very doable.
Oops.
Chris Christie said Monday that he endorses a ban on abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. In a statement to the Susan B. Anthony List, which is an anti-abortion group, he said, I am proud to be a pro-life Republican. I believe that every life is an individual gift from God and that no life is disposable. Today I'm a living example that being pro-life is not a political liability anywhere in America. I'm just trying to gain traction on my president. Oh, no, you didn't say that.
Whoa.
Sorry. Well, he's off the radar screen, which is...
He is.
Interesting in and of itself. How big is that radar screen?
All right.
Yesterday over in Austin, things are not going well for Kyle Janik. Kyle Janik is a physician, former state senator. He is head of the Health and Human Services Commission. They're the ones who let that $100 million contract. Oh, yeah. They made it a no-bid contract. It's a little detail. It's a little detail, but it's pretty much top story everywhere for anybody who's covering politics over in Austin, because what had happened, and we talked to Charles Schwertner, and his Senate committee that he chairs oversees what goes on over there. There was thought that they were going to merge some of these different health and child care organizations under one umbrella. They'd already said 2 weeks ago they probably wouldn't. And actually, in talking to him off the air about 2 months ago when this thing started breaking, he basically shared that, and it's true, obviously, that anyone who's in a state board position like Kyle Janik serves at the pleasure of the governor. And you wait to see what the governor has to say before anything else happens. Well, the governor's task force reported yesterday, and it is not good. And he has said, Abbott, that he is not pleased with the leadership model that they have at HHS. So we'll see how that all works out. Apparently, shockingly, there was an inner circle that basically knew what was going on and no one else did. Things that were going on in departments of the agency were basically edicts that came down from this inner circle, which was Kyle Janik and a few of his close associates. And so as a result, things not looking good there. Also, though, yesterday, the Texas Senate passed e-cig restrictions. And again, that's in Senator Schwertner's committee, so we'll talk to him about that. And also the alternate plan to graduation, which I really want to hear more about that. Again, the whole idea of approving the plan that even if you...
Diploma by committee?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not sure I like that. In committee action also yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee approved two measures that supporters say will equal billions in property tax cuts for Texas homeowners. That's the SB1 and the SJR1. The SJR1 ends up being a constitutional amendment that we'll be able to vote on. Back to the e-cigs for a minute. What that will do is ban sales of e-cigs to minors, which probably is a good idea, too.
If you get those, you want mom to buy them anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I think most stores do that inherently. It's just good to have it on the books.
Now, does that money go to schools, too, for children?
It'd be interesting. I don't know.
And then also the Finance Committee approved a measure to cut the franchise taxes by $2 billion in the form of Senate Bill 7. That's Senator Schwertner's bill and the franchise tax cut rate. And it's 8 is a... Shorteners that exempts businesses with less than $4 million in annual revenue to have any taxes levied against them. So they are doing a lot of things over in Austin. It's getting to be active over there. And I think today they unveil the budget in the House. We'll talk to John Rainey later in the week, but we'll be able to see exactly what the differences are between the two versions that are going on. But actually, fairly active day in Austin.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 4th, learn about surfactants. Selecting the right surfactant for weed and insect control applications can make a big difference. Learn more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If our trees grow like we expect them to, sooner or later we'll be faced with the problem of more shade than our turf grass can bear. Gradually, over a period of months and years, you're going to notice that the grass is dying away. Where you once had a solid stand, for example, of St. Augustine, now you have bare ground interspersed with weeds. Everybody encounters this, and everybody seems to ask, Neil, what kind of grass can I plant there? And then they'll say, well, I think the roots just crowded out, whatever it is. We'll be back with details of what to do when the shade gets really heavy, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. There is a threshold of shade beyond which you simply cannot get St. Augustine or fescue, our two most shade-tolerant grasses in Texas, to grow well. Although it can vary, that threshold is probably somewhere around 4 hours of direct sunlight daily. With less than that, the grass will gradually fade out. You may try to plant new grass and it will fail as well. You don't want to go there, believe me. So what do you do? Well, there are several things that you can do. You can go to a shade-tolerant ground cover. That's what I normally recommend to people. Give up on turf grass and use something like Ophiopogon, which is also called monkey grass or mondo grass because it's grass-like. But it isn't grass. You don't mow it. You can't walk through it very often. You can occasionally to get to things, but you don't want to have traffic patterns in it. It holds up wonderfully in the shade. So will Asian jasmine. So will purple winter creeper euonymus and liriope and ferns. Aspidistra in the southern two-thirds of the state. There are all kinds of options for plants that will do well in place of grass in the shade. If you have lots of trees and if you're looking for plants that can take almost all shade all day long, you need to adjust your line of sight. Some of your favorite plants may not have much of a chance in those darker surroundings. Hollies can come to your rescue. We don't have any more versatile group of plants that are adapted to full sun, also heavy shade. They're suited to all kinds of soils, and winter and summer don't seem to bother most types very much. There are many fine hollies that can do just as well in your shade as they will in full sun, including Burford and Dwarf Burford, Willow Leaf, Nellie R. Stevens hollies, Yopon, and Dwarf Chinese hollies. However, a few hollies seem to do better in the shade. That list might be China Girl, the various Blue Hollies and Foster's, Wilson, Savannah, and Marinelle Holly. Actually, I have Marinelle in full sun. It's done very well for me. Carissa Holly is my go-to plant for a low shrub. Viburnums come in different shapes and sizes, and they do very well in the shade. And oak leaf hydrangeas look somewhat similar to viburnums. Their foliage is gigantic, larger than dinner plates. The flower heads are white, and they're large, beautiful. Akubas are the ultimate shade shrub. shrub, they absolutely must have the shade. So there are lots of good options for you. I'm Neil Sperry, creating magic in your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The top-ranked A&M baseball team looks to send March out on a winning note as they host Sam Houston State this evening at an affair at Olsen Field. The game tonight marks the beginning of a string of 27 games in which 21 will be against teams that played in the 2014 NCAA Baseball Championship. The Bearcats coach Matt Diggs played for and worked with Aggie skip Ray Childress.
You know, I coached him way back when, you know, 7 or 8 decades ago, and obviously he's one of the best baseball minds in the country, and, you know, had an honor of coaching side by side with him for a long time, and he's done great things at Louisiana Lafayette and great things in store for Sam Houston, and, you know, we'll have our hands full with him. He does a fantastic job, great staff, and it ought to be a lot of fun.
As for what Mr. Diggs is going to do with Sam Houston, the threat they pose to A&M?
Well, I know they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder, play extremely hard. They're going to force the issue on the bases. They got a difference maker in the four hole, Spencer Rahm, and, you know, they're well coached on the mound. Jay Sirianni does a really good job, and, you know, we're going to get their very best, I assure you.
Set to take the hill for the Aggies, freshman righty Turner Larkins, and Sam sends sophomore right-handed pitcher Sam Odom. Aggies are 8-0 in midweek action this season, outscoring opponents 54-13. First pitch tonight, 6:35, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The NFL has handed out penalties to the Cleveland Browns and Atlanta Falcons. Browns general manager Ray Farmer has been suspended for the first four games of the season, and the team was fined $250,000 for text Farmer sent to the sideline during some of the games last season. The Falcons have been fined $350,000 and stripped of a draft pick for pumping fake noise into the Georgia Dome during home games. When a sports becomes political, Connecticut's governor and UConn's athletic director are calling on the NCAA to consider moving next year's women's Final Four out of Indianapolis unless changes are made to the new Indiana religious objections law. Governor Danny Malloy and other critics contend the law would allow businesses to deny service to gays and lesbians based on religious beliefs. The governor on Monday signed an executive order banning state spending on travel to Indiana and says NCAA would be wise to move the tournament. In Major League Baseball, Mike Moustakas hit a grand salami in 7-run first inning for the Kansas City Royals as they outslugged the Texas Rangers 11-7. But as manager Jeff Banister mentioned, the Rangers had four dingers too.
Also nice to see the, you know, the long ball spark up for us also. And, the, you know, I think what we have, four home runs?
Down the road, Danny Valencia and Chris Colabello and Justin Smoak homered in the first two innings off Brett Oberholzer as the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Houston Astros 7-4. General manager of the Houston Astros, Jeff Lunau, is looking further down the road to opening day.
This is challenging time because we've got a lot of players that have stepped up and played well, and now we've got tough decisions to make, and these aren't the last ones. We still have a few to go, but we feel good about the squad that we're going to be able to take to Houston to start the season with.
In the NBA, DeMar DeRozan scored a career-high 42 points and tied his career-high with 11 rebounds as the Toronto Raptors beat Houston 99-96. James Harden said DeRozan just was hot.
In this league, man, you get a good rhythm, you get a good feel, players can get going. You know, prime example was tonight.
Unfortunate news for the Rockets that their guard Patrick Beverley will undergo season-ending surgery today to repair a torn ligament in his left wrist and will miss the remainder of the season. He injured the wrist during the Rockets' win over the Indiana Pacers back on March 23rd. And finally, the Dallas Stars are making a late push for the playoffs, having won 8 of their last 10. One of the wins came against the Calgary Flames, who are also looking for a postseason berth. The Flames scored 3 goals within the span of just under 7 minutes in the second period, and Calgary held on for the 5-3 win over Dallas. Stars coach Lindy Ruff replaced goalie Kari Lehtinen with Jonas Enroth. Here's Lehtinen following the game.
Played well first period, and then started second well too, and then just... They were able to get some good looks and get some couple of quick goals, and that changes everything there.
The third place Flames moved to within 3 points of Los Angeles in the Pacific Division following the win last night. And that's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Treat your staff to a unique corporate meeting experience. Messina Hoff Winery offers event planning, venues, award-winning wines, food, and more. Call Messina Hoff Winery today to see what we can do for you. 778-9463, extension 234.
There's